Grace, mercy, and peace be with you. From God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father. Amen. This morning we consider the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." Dear friends in Christ, is it possible to be saved by a storm? Japan once was. In the year 1281, the mighty Mongol warlord Kublai Khan had set his sights on conquering the rich island nation. He assembled the largest invasion force the world had ever seen, 4,000 ships transporting over 140,000 soldiers. By the way, a record invasion force that stood right down to 1944 and the Allied invasion of Normandy. Scholars agreed that the Khan's massive army would easily have overcome the small standing army of Japan if it weren't for one thing, a storm. The invasion force had actually arrived in Japan and were just looking for a beach to land the soldiers on when a massive typhoon struck. It was a force 5 hurricane that wrecked the boats and drowned the soldiers, almost to the last man. Japan was saved. Could you be saved by a storm? Could it possibly happen that God would send an experience into your life that was so painful and frightening in order to benefit you? It happened to Jonah. He found out the hard way that the Lord can sometimes use a painful storm in our lives in order to keep us from going further down the path to sin and to redirect us into the paths of righteousness. That's why our theme for this morning is, sometimes God sends a storm to save you from the direction your sinful heart has chosen, to save you for the destination his heart of grace has chosen. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me." The word of God to Jonah was simple and clear. God's will for Jonah was that he travel north to the city of Nineveh, and that he preach repentance to its wicked inhabitants. Nothing could be clearer. But that's not what Jonah wanted to do. His sinful heart had chosen a different direction. So Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. As if you could ever get away from God. Well, how could Jonah do that? How could he disobey what was clearly stated in God's word? When God had given him a direct command to go one way, how could he possibly turn around and go the exact opposite direction? That's sarcasm in my voice, by the way, in case you didn't catch it. Because we've all done exactly that same thing. We all have the same sinful heart as Jonah. And the Bible tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Just like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, our sinful hearts frequently lead us to rebel against God, to reject what he clearly tells us in his word, to choose our own sinful direction, to go our own sinful way. And that rebellion, if left unrepented, leads only one direction, down. It leads inevitably to more sin, to shame, to bitterness, and finally, if given its way, to eternal death in hell. Be not deceived, the Bible says. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that will he also reap. Jonah was on a self-destructive mission to leave God far behind, and he was well on his way to accomplishing that mission and sealing his own dreadful fate, both for time and for eternity. And then come those three wonderful words in our text. Did you catch them? But the Lord. But the Lord had different plans. The Lord had something else in mind. Jonah emphatically rejected God's word and God's will for his life, but the Lord would not give up on Jonah. God doesn't give up easily on his dear children, have you noticed? He'll do whatever it takes to bring them back safely to his side. And sometimes it takes more than just a gentle reminder. Sometimes God sends a storm to save you, to save you for the destination that his heart of grace has in mind for you. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was threatening to break up. Yes, God sent a storm to save Jonah. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he received. And that discipline that falls from the hand of your loving Heavenly Father can at times feel very heavy, particularly when the behavior he's trying to rescue you from is particularly dangerous. It might feel like your whole world is threatening to break up. And that's by design, because your loving God won't give up on you. That, after all, was the whole reason why Jesus came to our world in the first place. He said, "I have come to seek and to save those who were lost." For all the lost Jonahs and Pauls and Michaels and Daniels, for all the lost Emmas and Rachels and Molly's and Hannah's, for all of us lost sinners, Jesus came. He came into this world of sin to live a perfect life in our place. He endured the severest storms imaginable, even being forsaken by his Father and being nailed to a Roman cross, so that he might calm all your storms, so that he might atone for each one of your sins and for each one of mine. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. My colleague, Pastor Jim Albrecht, has a saying, "If you miss the still small voice of God, don't worry, he has a louder one." Aren't you glad he does? Aren't you glad your Heavenly Father loves you so much that he will stop at nothing? He will go to any length to save you. In fact, sometimes he sends a storm to save you, to save you from the direction your sinful heart has chosen, to save you for the destination his heart of grace has chosen. Amen. We conclude with hymn 413, verses 1, 5, and 6.